Hi, I'm Angie West from The View from Madeline's Couch, and you're listening to Helen Simons on Jazz Express.
My special guest today is Angie West, one of the founders and, with her life partner Kim Ambrose, of The View from Madeline's Couch. They've made several trips to explore Brazil and its music, and they say Brazil has taught them to live in the moment and to trust their instinct. Mad Couch's music has taken them from hometown Brisbane to clubs in Rio de Janeiro and back again to some of Australia's biggest world jazz and folk festivals. They have been on a quest into the music, the language and the hearts of people of Brazil, and I can tell you it's infectious. In a few weeks' time, the band will return to Brazil for their third tour to write and record songs for their next album. Lead singer Angie West, who's also a great percussionist, is with me today. And I'd say that Angie could be described as being seductive, pretty earthy. She's a gorgeous woman, and she certainly knows how to get to the heart of Brazilian music. Welcome to Jazz Express, Ange.
Oh, thanks very much, Helen. Thank you for that introduction. That was excellent. Can I use that?
Oh, anytime, anytime. Ange, you and Kim met, I believe, back in 1994 at the Story Bridge Hotel.
Oh, and it's, my gosh.
Well, I know it's only a short period of time ago when you were spring chickens in the music world, but when did you both feel the music for Brazil?
Well, for me, Kim, it was already pretty much a part of Kim's life when I met him. He was his dad and mum loved Brazilian music, so he listened to a lot of bossa nova when he was growing up, and played those tunes on drums with his dad. His dad was a keyboard player, so he was already familiar with that kind of stuff. And for me, probably the week that we met really was when my ears and my heart was opened up to Brazilian music, because Kim had a lot of it in his car, a heap of tapes that we played through the week that we met. And Brazilian music really was the soundtrack for our falling in love. So it was quite a romantic start. But it wasn't until about 2 years into our relationship that we actually went, okay, this is what we really want to do. So it took us a little while to find our feet with it and figure out how we were going to approach the music. And the band, I think we had our first gig in about mid-1998.
Wow, and since then you've just gone on. You've released 4 CDs in that period, and as I mentioned, you've done a lot of touring around Australia and backwards and forwards to Brazil. Give me some idea of what you might be doing while you're there this time.
On this next trip, we're about as excited as we can be, really. we're going back obviously to continue studies, because that's what we, you know, it's a big part of what we do, and learning and discovering more about the music that we love is really important to us. So there'll be a lot of that while we're there with some private teachers, but there'll also be what we like to call on-the-job learning. we've been given an opportunity to do some performances, to sit in with some incredible musicians who have a run of gigs in Rio and in Niterói, and so they've extended an invitation to us to play with them. So we're going to be sitting in on about 8 shows while we're in Rio, which is just phenomenal. And these players are pretty heavy dudes, but they're also friends and great guys, so we're very, very excited.
Oh, I think that will be really wonderful. You're going to go back and do a little gig at Tribos at all? You're going to go and visit your mates down there and maybe sit in on a jam with Mark Ryan?
Yes, we are. Absolutely, we're going to go and play some music at Tribos. We can't wait to go back there. And, in fact, the gig that we're sitting in on with Gino and Marcio and Mazinho is going to be a podcast.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I hope you keep me informed with that one.
I will. Mike's doing every Friday night, he's doing a second set live stream from the club.
Oh, that is very exciting. And, well, there's not many people, I think, from here have been to Mike's Tribos club, but I can tell you, having been there last year myself, it is a wonderful jazz club set up by Mike Ryan, who's a trumpet player. He's married to a Brazilian, lovely Brazilian girl, and it is one of the most extraordinary little jazz clubs in Rio. And how gorgeous is that to play there? I saw some of the most magnificent players there when I went, and very excited for you both that you're going back anyway.
Yeah, we're very excited. Mike does get some fantastic players into that club, and you know, there's kind of like a I guess a regular sort of roster of local musicians who love to play there and who always pull great audiences. But the club has such a great name now, internationally and nationally around Brazil, that really big name players who might be doing big concerts or touring through Rio often get in touch and just say, "Can we do a sideshow?" And that's pretty amazing. It's only, you know, it's not a big club. It's a very intimate space, and it's you really feel up close to the musicians. You really get to the heart of it in that club. It's great.
I know. It's so gorgeous. Oh, boy, I wish I could be back there again when you're there.
You'll be us in our hearts, Ellen. You'll be there. This is...
Oh, I certainly will be there in spirit. Now, Ange, with your band, I mean, you have a wonderful group that is extended outside of you and Kim. Often you have Mark Henman on drums. And, of course, the wonderful Owen Newcomb. And you've also had Jim Kelly on guitar. Who else has joined the band over the years?
On guitar in Brizzy, we've got Jamie Clark and Bruce Woodward, who are both phenomenal players, and both really different players, which is great for us too, because every time we do a gig with them, it's a little bit different. They both bring something really different to the band in terms of their sound and the way they play. And... it's nice to be challenged by that and have opportunities to do some different things when we're playing with different musicians. Paul Hudson also plays on drums with us. Andrew Johnson joins us every now and then on bass too. So we have this great musical family that we can, you know, if someone's gigging and not available, we've got a great core of musicians that we can call on who've been playing with us for a long, long time now. So we're all really familiar with each other. But it's a little bit different every time we play.
Absolutely. Now, who does the songwriting in this duo? You and Kim get together. What's the process, Ange?
For the first album, it was a very, very kind of close... We had a very close relationship with our mentor and our teacher in Brazil, Alberto Fará, in 2004. And that was the first time that Kim and I had ever written together. So that was a really special and lovely process for us. And those songs came out of a really specific time and a really specific process that we were going through with Alberto as we were discovering Brazilian music for ourselves for the first time in Brazil. And the second time for the second album, I mean, Kim continued writing. We wrote a few songs together, but Kim's composing fairly constantly. He does a lot of instrumental stuff as well, not necessarily with me. And the stuff that we do together, I guess it comes together basically from chord progressions or melodic ideas that Kim has, which I'll then extend on and work a melody through with him and then find lyrics for. And the previous trip to Brazil, when the four of us were there together, when Owen and Mark were with us, we spent a few hours every day in the studio just jamming out song ideas, things that were influencing us through the day or gigs that we'd seen at night or lessons that we'd had together. And we'd take all of that into the studio and just start playing. And a lot of the stuff that's on Casa da Boa Vida came out of that process. And Owen and I ended up writing a couple of things together. There's a couple of instrumentals that Kim's just written on his own and some collaborations between all of us. So that was quite a different process.
Fantastic. Where do you think this will take you now, this next visit? I mean, you know, you've used all the beautiful samba rhythms, the choro rhythms, some bossa nova creeps in there. What other styles of Brazilian music do you incorporate in your style?
I think that's going to be something that we'll discover on this next trip. There's just so many styles and genres of Brazilian music. I mean, I guess most people are most familiar with samba and bossa nova, shora music, which is that beautiful instrumental music, very good sort of guitar and bandolin based, forró music from the northeast, samba reggae. Those kinds of rhythms are the most sort of common. But the players that we're working with are quite incredible, and their experience and knowledge of Brazilian music is really all encompassing. So I think we're looking forward to experiencing what we're going to find as we play with them and what we learn as we play with them and how that's going to influence us. I don't know what the next album is going to bring, really. It's as much a surprise to us at the moment as it is to anyone else.
Well, we look forward to exploring all of those musical directions that you and Kim are going to take. I wish you both the best of luck in Brazil and muy obrigado, as they say.
Oh, thanks, Helen. Muito obrigado to you too.
And thank you, Ange, for joining us today on Jazz Express.
Oh, I really appreciate it, Helen. Thanks for the chat. Really enjoyed it. Hi, I'm Angie West from The View from Madeline's Couch, and you're listening to member-supported Bay FM 99.9.